Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating first an EKG on patient Kevin Small on 4/27/23. Mr. Small performed a 12 lead EKG period. Patient's in a normal sinus rhythm and is a normal electrocardiograph. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Glenn Maloff, M-A-L-L-O-F-F. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 4/27/23, Mr. Maloff performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction period. There was improvement after bronchodilators, either due to improved effort or response to bronchodilators, period. There are no prior studies, period, or paragraph impression, normal study with possible bronchial reactivity, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Brian Quinn, and this goes to two doctors, one Dr. Galfiere and the other is Dr. Harper. On 4/27/23, Mr. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/28/22, there's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Linda Johnson. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 4/27/23, Mrs. Johnson performed the 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 179 meters in 6 minutes, and at the end of the study, saturation was 92%, period. She did pause due to pain in her hips and legs, but was able to complete the study, period. Paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Jacqueline DeMelio, capital D, apostrophe, capital E-M-I-L-I-O. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 4/27/23, Mrs. DeMelio performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period, after bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, but no significant change in the forced vital capacity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/27/22, there's been a slight improvement, period, of paragraph impression. Minimal restrictive lung disease with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing slight improvement, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rose Delpezzo, D-E-L-P-E-Z-Z-O. This goes to Dr. Galfiere and to Dr. Sawyer. On 4/27/23, Mrs. Delpezzo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was about 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/18/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, moderate restriction, with possible minimal airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Thank you.